Hello, it's the morning after. It's John Gibbons. I'm joined by Chloe Bloxham and by Carl Kopak to talk about last night's games and to look ahead to tonight's Premier League fixtures as well. We're going to do Liverpool last because it happened last. And so we'll start with the other ones. And we'll start with Manchester City. They beat Newcastle 5-0. Carl, would you say Manchester City's 2021 season starts now?
Yeah, it's pre-season, isn't it? It's pre-season and they're playing some side from Iceland. That's how they're dealing with the league at the moment. they're absolutely battering everyone, and I think that's what I'd do, to be honest. If you know, if we'd finished second set with seven games to go, I'd just like think, right, okay, let's just absolutely batter everyone now, see if we can get in everyone's heads and say, you know, this is the team you're going to beat next year, and they're doing that quite comfortably. And Newcastle have been doing quite well recently as well, and you know they've got Almiron on scoring and what have you, but. Yeah, they do tend to get battered by Man City. So does everybody else, including ourselves.
Yeah, I must admit, Chloe, I mean, it probably helps that Liverpool had won, but I watched Match of the Day afterwards and I did sort of quite enjoy watching Manchester City tearing them apart and, you know, enjoyed it from a distance of 20 points, which is nice to do. But David Silva, he's incredible, isn't he? And they're going to lose him in the summer and he's going to be some loss to the Premier League, but especially to Man City because he's been absolutely phenomenal for them. Gutted he never played for Liverpool, but, you know, Man City, you know, we can't have all of them. And Man City have had that joy and he's going to be a huge loss for them because he's just been brilliant year after year.
Yeah, he's also the captain, the leader with Vincent Kompany when he was there. He's a great player. Technically, his ability is unbelievable, and we can all see that. And I think they will miss David Silva, but they do have Kevin De Bruyne who can fit that spot, and we all know how good he is. He's one of the best in Premier League history for me.